When people are applying to become a member in practice, they often have questions about the process. I know I did. So here I am with one of the team from the AAT to get answers to some of the most frequently asked questions. And hopefully this will help you when you come to apply. Okay, first things first. If you've decided you want to work for yourself, do you have to become an AAT member in practice?
Basically, yes. If you're a full member of the AAT and plan to offer accountancy, taxation, or related consultancy services to the public, you can find a full list of the services covered by our Members in Practice scheme on our website.
Why do you insist on this?
It's important for all our members, not just our self-employed ones, that the AAT maintains its reputation for the highest professional standards. Our Members in Practice scheme is one of the ways we make sure that these standards are maintained at a consistently high level. And just as important, the scheme gives AAT members working for themselves extra support and services particularly tailored to their needs.
Are there any exceptions to the rule? Any circumstances where you can be exempt from being a member in practice?
There are a few exceptions. For example, if you're providing your services on a voluntary basis, or if your income is less than £1,000 a year. Our Members in Practice team can give you more details, or you'll find the information on our website.
How much does it cost to apply to be a member in practice?
Your application fee is based on what you expect to earn in your first year as a member in practice. If your earnings are going to be over £5,000 or £6,000 in 2009, the fee is £85. If you expect to earn less than £5,000, the fee is £35.
So you're asking someone to forecast their self-employed earnings in the first year, and then you base the application fee on that figure?
Yes, that's right.
And after that, you pay an annual licence fee to continue as a member in practice.
Yes. From the second year, your annual licence fee, think of it as your renewal, if you like, is also based on your earnings. So if you earn over £5,000 a year, your annual licence is £134. If you're earning under £5,000, it's £39. And during 2009, if you earn over £6,000 a year, your annual licence is £140. However, if you're earning under £6,000, it's £41.
Are there any other fees you need to pay?
Well, there's your AAT full membership fee, but you're almost certainly paying that already if you're applying to be a member in practice with us. There's also a money laundering monitoring fee. This applies if you're monitored by the AAT for your compliance with the Money Laundering Regulations 2007. Again, we base this on your earnings if they're over or under £5,000 and £6,000 in 2009. There's an initial application fee of £60 or £15, then an annual fee after that, which is £80 or £20. Again, our team can talk you through this.
As with any application, there are forms to fill in. Do you have any tips on how to do this?
I think the most important one is to make sure you fill everything in. In all probability, you'll be applying to be a member in practice while you're setting up your business. So the information you provide about your income, your clients and so on will have to be estimated. That's fine because you'll have an opportunity each year with our renewal to give us up-to-date information if your circumstances have changed. Other things worth remembering are to make sure that you have your professional indemnity insurance in place. Sometimes people overlook that. Also, to have nominated someone to provide professional cover for you if you're unable to work for a long period. Someone who is offering similar accountancy services to you is ideal. If you're having trouble finding someone, the directory of Members in Practice on our website is a great place to look.
Thinking about the services you are going to offer to clients, obviously you need to be able to show you are competent in these areas. What sort of information about this do you look for in an application?
Relevant qualifications, obviously, and relevant work experience too. We want to know that you've been out there doing this stuff. And with something like taxation, for example, which changes so often, we'd like to see that you've been updating your knowledge regularly. So recent training courses and things like that.
Once you've completed your application and sent it off, then what happens?
We have a licensing panel who approve all applications. Most of the panel are AAT members in practice themselves, so they know what it's like and what to look for. Usually, they can approve an application and grant someone's license in about 4 weeks.
Great. Where can people get help if they have any more questions?
They can call the team here at the AAT on 0845 863 0788. The lines are open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. We'll always do what we can to help.